Technical translation. The result of the impact on civilians of weapons of irradiating type. Zombie and destruction of citizens, the collapse of families, the production of criminals and terrorists, provoking accidents, catastrophes and natural disasters. The governments of many countries do not officially recognize the existence of weapons of irradiating type, non-lethal, psychotronic, it is classified. They explain this by the need to preserve national security. There are no laws that prohibit the use of radiating weapons to civilians. Structures to protect citizens are not created. However, international conferences and exhibitions of special equipment and weapons of non-lethal, radiating, action are openly and successfully held. Special means and weapons of irradiating type of a new generation have been created and continue to be created. Their purpose is the destruction of material objects and the destruction and manipulation of man and nature. This confirms the list of developments advertised at conferences and exhibitions that are provided by employees of state and private research institutes, specialized firms and industrial enterprises involved in psi technologies. The development and production of special means and weapons of irradiating type are in demand by law enforcement agencies, authorities, commercial and criminal communities and any customers of this unique product of the scientific business. From the list of products provided at conferences and exhibitions, some advertised developments are selectively presented. Widely advertised equipment for monitoring people and aiming in various types of weapons non-lethal, emitting, action. Including electromagnetic, acoustic, laser, kinetic, super high frequency, light and other types of radiation. Biotechnological, combined weapons, various types of generators and emitters, a microwave generator, a generator of vortex structures, a broadband electromagnetic radiator and other weapons. The development of the physicochemical advertised compositions is irritating aerosols, substances with a repulsive odor, superoxidizing and electrically conductive compositions, means of penetration under human skin, and others. The advertising list shows the means and weapons that provide effects on the central nervous system of a person, provoking a shock state of the central nervous system, temporary pain, several types of blinding agents, including damaging the retina, means of damaging the internal vital organs of a person, and means of irreversible disruption of human health, sedatives, means of disorienting the brain, remote system for limiting human mobility, remote control electroshock devices, ESH, means for erasing information in data banks and other developments. Here is a very short list of special equipment and weapons of irradiating type, developed and used at present. At the same time, all these special equipment and weapons are tested and practiced on civilians, without them knowledge and consent. The effect of all this arsenal of special equipment and weapons on a person is investigated. The tests are conducted remotely and covertly, and constitute extrajudicial uncontrolled terror and sadistic torture. For the installation of special equipment and weapons, internal communications of apartments, places of stay of citizens, transport are used. Massive negative impact on citizens is carried out using radiation from psychotronic stations and radiation introduced through apartment communications. Individual targeted processing of citizens is carried out in their homes. The dwellings are secretly equipped with special equipment and radiating weapons and turned into research laboratories for conducting secret experiments on living human material. Numerous complaints from victims of psi terror have been posted on the Moscow Committee for Housing Ecology website, moscomco.org. Victims talk about the impact on them of special means and weapons of irradiating type. They attach photographs of injuries from these exposures. These are wounds and burns from a thermal shock of electromagnetic energy emitters of electromagnetic weapons, hematomas from exposure to kinetic weapons, cuts from an ultrasonic beam of acoustic weapons, hypothalgia from blinding agents, the back with embedded special chemical compositions, artificially built up hump, using special means acting on human joints, etc. The injuries recorded in the photographs of victims are the results of scientific research in the field of biotechnology. The anti-human scientific business has recently included damage to human energy informational structures in its bio-experiments, which is very effective. You can disable any human organ, depriving him of the energy necessary for his work. And you can completely deprive the energy of the person himself, having pierced holes in his aura through which energy comes out with a radiating weapon. The person will be bedridden, and doctors will not be able to find the cause of his painful condition. By acting on command energy information zones on a person's head, it is possible to completely control a person, his emotions, memory, speech, movements, introduce disease, etc. But the worst thing is the possibility, with the help of special tools and radiating weapons, to control the minds of citizens, to zombie them, programming their subconscious. Experimentators practice recording negative programs in the person's subconscious, programs for self-destruction, for a specific disease, for suppressing the will, for rejecting a person, some event or action, or, on the contrary, admiration for a person, an event, performing any action and other things. In addition to programming the subconscious and controlling a person, if necessary, a person can be quickly eliminated by creating a remote heart attack, stroke or pulmonary edema with a weapon. Manipulators use zombie people for personal purposes, including criminal ones. In this case, a zombie controlled by a manipulator becomes a means of committing a crime. With the help of special means and weapons of a radiating type, programs to create a controlled zombie man and reduce the population are being successfully implemented. Exhausted, sick, crippled and injured by weapons of a radiating type, citizens are forced to buy expensive medicines, treat themselves, their sick children and relatives in expensive clinics and hospitals, and spare no money for sanatorium resort and other types of treatment, for food and everything, which can help restore health and protect against aggressors with weapons. Any person can be blinded, crippled, implanted into him any disease, made disabled. Pharmacological structures are very interested in bioinformatic research of the scientific business. Scientific business provides many sick people who need medicine. And the representatives of medicine are not only interested, but they themselves, despite the oath of Hippocrates, participate in secret criminal experiments on people with the use of weapons. Law enforcement. All complaints of citizens about terror with the use of weapons ignore or punish complainants by placement in a psychiatric hospital. The possibilities of human manipulation are actively used to create quarrels between people. This is used to destroy families and mass divorces. With the use of weapons of a radiating type, the inability to reproduce or to give birth to persons with disabilities is provoked. Negative demographic indicators confirm the successful implementation of the program to reduce the population. The possibilities of using weapons of a radiating type are universal. Working with a person's consciousness, you can make him jump out of a window on the top floor, commit suicide, become a thief, a gangster, a criminal or a terrorist. As a rule, children, young people and poorly educated citizens are well brainwashed. They are usually used as executors of crimes and terrorist acts. At the same time, real criminals and terrorists, remotely manipulating the minds of zombie people, go unpunished. In addition to working with the human mind and existing methods of planting drugs, perjury or slander, another method has been successfully used to turn any person into a criminal. Emitting weapons of operator. In the company of friends, provokes a dispute between two people. Next the operator. Remotely manipulates the motor functions of one person. This person hand spontaneously raises and hits his opponent. At the same time, the invisible powerful beam of the operator hits the heart of the opponent, and he falls dead. In the eyes of a whole company of witnesses, a murder occurred. Innocent pseudo-killer cannot prove. The impact of radiating type weapons on motor functions or on the consciousness of a pilot or driver creates numerous air crashes and land transport accidents. In addition to tools and weapons for human control, tools and programs for managing the human environment have been developed. Created equipment for provoking destruction, floods, earthquakes, formations of typhoons, hurricanes, showers, snowfalls, etc. These are currently used geophysical and climatic weapons. The multifunctionality of the radiating type of weapon allows you to destroy the health, well-being, dignity, human security, its environment and everything else that is created by man. V.V. Putin in his article To Be Strong, Guaranteeing the National Security of Russia, February 20, 2012, argues that the radiating type of weapon is created on new physical principles and it is comparable, based on the results of use with nuclear weapons. And academician N.V. Lavashov tells the following about the destructive effect of this weapon: the radiating type of weapon exerts its inhuman effect on people through the subconscious, forcing them to do exactly what they want from them. At the same time, the radiation of psi generators pretty well changes the thinking of people, especially young people and children. This is a very powerful and terrible weapon, much more dangerous than radiation, bombs, chemical or bacteriological weapons. Weapons of irradiating type are universally, in terms of effectiveness, superior to all types of weapons taken together. It is able to work with one person, a group of people, entire peoples and countries, and is a weapon of mass destruction, WMD. The use of these weapons leads to increased corruption, international crime and terrorism. The application of WMD to civilians under international law is considered genocide. On the basis of strict observance of the UN Charter and international law, the UN must adopt the Convention on the Prohibition of Radiating Type Weapons as WMDs.